Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Fully vaccinated Dr. Mina later on. Apparently, Lou get his first shot yesterday, we think? Louis Black?
I told him I was going to check in with him today.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the plan is to talk to Louis after our show tomorrow and record it for a podcast extra that we'll release, because it's going to be a lot of swearing. We're going to let Lou go off and drop some F-bombs in the podcast extra, because that's what he does. That's what he does. So that'll be tomorrow. Podcast, TNTRadioEmpire.com. I mean, we're going to record it tomorrow. We'll drop it sometime next week. We'll let you know. And and Dr. Meaner's going to phone today. Did I say that? I think I did.
Yeah. You mentioned that.
And half-shot Nick will be here, too. He'll be fully loaded here in a couple weeks. Yeah. He got his one shot. Well, he got one dose, I should say. He's one dose Nick.
He's one dose short of whatever. Yeah. He's one dose short of a full deck. Mm-hmm.
U.S. rejoining the World Health Organization.
Who?
Yeah, that's crazy. Climate Accord, too.
Fauci's going to go over and give a speech to them on behalf of the U.S. delegation.
Cool. Science is
Sorry back. About all that. We're back.
Yeah.
Is that basically what he's going to say?
Yeah, he's going to explain how this administration is going to work with the World Health Organization
Who?
On reforms and response to the coronavirus.
Now, he's the head of what? The National Institute of Health?
Yeah.
No, he's not the head of anything.
Oh, I thought he was.
No, he's high up. He's considered the top infectious disease expert. And he is in things, but he's not running specifically anything.
What organization does he work for?
He works for the government a million times. I forget. He's in our infectious crowd.
Right.
Something with allergies in it.
Well, science is back.
Biden also rescinded the permit for the Keystone XL oil pipeline and stopped Arctic oil leases.
Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases.
Oh, he is.
Yeah. All right. We're going to start listening to that guy now.
I don't like it.
He knows his stuff.
He says things I don't like.
Well, he says science-y
so
stuff.
It can't be true.
We're all humans, and the virus kills humans. And I don't understand why everybody's against... stopping the virus. And apparently people are, because they're pissed. The guy that did nothing didn't win.
The Education Department putting an extension on holding federal student loan payments.
That's
that
cool.
Pause goes through the end of September.
Yeah, that's good for people, too. Good for them.
Puts a halt on collection efforts and keeps interest rates at 0%.
That's good.
They say that too many Americans are struggling to pay for basic necessities.
No, the GDP's up. You saw that email I showed you yesterday. Not that email, the Facebook post.
Mm-hmm.
Just proud about everything. Economy's kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently that chick was working, but a lot of people aren't.
Mm-hmm.
How's the stock market?
It's really good. Well, it's really good.
It's the best ever.
Yep.
All right.
Actually.
Well, why are we all happy?
They like stability.
Now, Joe Biden has accomplished something no other presidential candidate has ever done in the modern history of the Iowa caucuses.
He sniffs people's hair. What do you do with the Iowa caucus?
Biden is the first person to finish worse than third in the Iowa caucuses and win the presidency.
No offense to our neighbors, because we have a lot of Iowa listeners, but that cockeye thing, you guys screw that up forever now. Nobody cares about you anymore.
Biden finished fourth.
Yeah. You should not be first, because you don't decide anything anymore.
Well, wasn't it kind of a cluster F last time?
It was. Right. And the last time before that, too.
They're not the bellwether anymore.
No, they're not. But, in their defense also, though, they are more of a swing state than Nebraska. Hell yeah, they are. There's a lot of blue in Iowa. Nobody cares.
Iowa and Dixville Knots can go away as far as I'm concerned when it comes to the elections.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't get to say Dixville Notch.
Well, Dixville Notch is like 10 people voting, and they don't decide anything.
Yeah, but we still get to say Dixville Notch.
Yeah,
first ones.
Yeah. Right, but they think they do.
They do, they. Yeah,
they do.
Yeah. they wake up Daryl and your other brother, Daryl, and they see,
think they're sitting
that's
the president.
Who I always picture. I always picture two Daryls walking in overalls voting.
They think everybody gets up on election day and says,
who won Dixville?
Which way did Dixville go?
Right.
I'll go with those guys. Right. They never steer me wrong.
Oh, that's the problem with the, because somebody's going to announce I know what it was. I was watching that press conference with the hot redhead, and she had a great answer to a question. Somebody asked a question, because I forgot about this. 4 years ago, Trump, the day he was inaugurated, he signed his papers for re-election, signed to run again. And they say, is Biden going to do that? He goes, well, Biden's going to concentrate on what's happening now. And that was a great answer. She goes, no, we're going to concentrate on running the country now.
Changing the subject entirely.
Please.
Liam Neeson says that he and Seth MacFarlane have talked about rebooting The Naked Gun.
Oh, Liam would be great in that.
Yep.
Because he's good. Because he's got that straight. And we all love him. He's done a ton of action movies since the Taken series. And I could see him being that guy easily.
He could totally pull that off.
Well, it's almost the same thing as what Leslie.
Him and who?
Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, God, the writing would be perfect then.
But it's kind of almost like what Leslie did with, you know, with being such a dramatic guy and then all of a sudden being a force in comedy.
4 years.
I could see Liam Neeson doing that.
Right.
The difference is, to me, was Drummond, was he as big a star as Liam Neeson?
I don't think
carry
so.
Films.
Well, I don't think so.
I don't think he carried them. He was in them. He was a major player. Yeah, but he wasn't the guy that carried the film.
But he was always a dramatic actor.
Carried what?
Previous
to
that.
Before that.
Yeah.
Okay, because he carried the Naked Gun movies. Yeah.
But before that.
Well, first of all, his comedy came out in Airplane. That's where he got his first comedy chops. It gave him that.
Right.
If you watch any old movie, Leslie Nielsen was an actor in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He did a lot of episodic TV in the 70s as a series, always a serious character. So when he came out on Airplane, everybody goes, ah, this is great. He's funny. You know, I think it'll work. I mean, if it's written well, it'll work.
Seth MacFarlane's involved. I have to
it's
think
funny.
It'll be
funny.
Now, in 2013, there was an announcement by Paramount that they were moving forward with a new Naked Gun movie starring Ed Helms.
That would work,
that
too.
That would have been good, too.
Yeah.
But that's the last we heard of that one 7 years ago.
The thing about Ed Helms is, though, he's funny when he just walks in the room. I think Liam Neeson would be more the Leslie Nielsen character. He has that really good-looking, handsome, older man, gentleman kind of thing.
Air of seriousness
and
about
then
him.
And bang, does something stupid.
Right.
So it might work better.
Neeson said that it will either finish his career or bring it in another direction. He honestly doesn't know.
He doesn't care either.
Well, he would have to kind of totally parody his Taken character.
Totally. He's raking in all kinds. Not just Taken. He's in the snowplow one. He's in the one on the airplane. And they're all good.
Yeah.
They're all good.
But it's that comedic obliviousness
that
he needs to have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm sure they worked on it.
The last report about the possibility of a Naked Gun return said was that David Zucker, his own self, working on a script that would be about the son of Frank Drebin.
Didn't we talk to him?
David Zucker? Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, just
about
recently when Airplane hit its 40th anniversary.
Yeah, same crowd.
That'd be cool.
I'd watch it.
I'd watch that, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to know who they're going to get for OJ's role.
That's a good point. They might not.
The son of Nordberg.
Yes.
Right. They may not reprise that.
Well, if they're going to do The Next Generation, if it's The Naked Gun, The Next Generation.
Well, I don't think they're going to make this guy. Liam Neeson won't be the son.
Yeah, that's probably. That was a different version.
He's 60, for God's sakes.
But there needs to be a Nordberg.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You can't just write the character out.
I ran across, and I don't remember even where, but I haven't seen it since, here within the last couple of months, saw a few episodes of Police Squad.
Oh, I remember that.
Which is was the genesis of the whole thing.
Yeah, was the TV series, right?
Yeah,
right.
And then it was...
Naked Gun.
It was that.
Because it was actually The Naked Gun from the files of Police Squad.
Yeah, Police Squad was
the full-on title.
Great.
Good one.
Yeah,
I heard that one.
I've heard better.
Well, yeah,
but it was still good enough that
audible.
You heard it. So that puts it in the top echelon right there.
Smells good, too, if you want to come over here.
Thanks.
I doubt it.
Yeah. Can't.
It's National Hugging Day. Come over, give me a hug.
My microphone won't reach that far.
And you don't want to.
You can use mine. We can do a little Stevie and Springsteen thing.
Oh, that'd be not cool.
That would be cool for COVID. Commie.
Plus, he had a pastrami on rye for breakfast.
That sounds good.
Actually, it does. I would have that right now. Believe me, I had a bottle of wine last night. I'd eat a pastrami sandwich right now in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. You had the whole bottle?
I got close. It was funny because I said before the break, I broke my midweek sober January.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do all of January. That's stupid.
Right.
But I've been drinking. I skipped a couple Sundays, but I didn't drink. I drank this Sunday because football. So Monday, Tuesday, I usually drink. I've been. Well, it's only the third week of this. So I'm only done it 1 week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I don't have any drop of alcohol. Friday, Saturday, and a little bit Sunday for the game.
Maybe a drop.
Yeah, maybe a little drop. So, but yeah, the inauguration was happening. I was happy. And Springsteen was coming on, Bon Jovi, the Foo Fighters, a whole bit. So I'm thinking, I'm going to drink a bottle of wine tonight. So I started drinking, and I got to about maybe three quarters of the way in and had about a half a big glass sitting there. So I put the bottle away, and it was about maybe a quarter left of it. And then there was a half of the glass of wine sitting there. I go, you know, I don't want to feel like ass tomorrow. I'm going to throw this away. And as I walk to the kitchen, I'm thinking, yeah, I'm going to throw it away in my belly. So I just guzzled it and put it down. You know,
you had good intentions, just no follow-through.
That was still early. You know, in our times, that's early. I was done drinking by, unlike Todd, I drink earlier. And Todd does it because you don't want to stop.
I start later.
Yeah, because you're afraid that you won't stop.
I don't like to stop. Until it's time to go to bed.
But I was out like a light, a little hangover this morning, a little headache this morning, a wine headache, but I'm fine.
Or I've been known to stop when the bottle of vodka is empty.
Yeah.
That was the case last night.
Right.
I had two, and then the bottle of vodka was empty, so I said, I think I'll quit.
Right.
Otherwise, I would have had to go to the store.
Yeah. No, I saw a couple of friends of mine. I saw on the social media that they were doing Sober January, but they took a break yesterday because they were happy with the inauguration. And I'm thinking, I'm taking a break from my midweek Sober January, I call it.
Yeah.
It's not even the full week. It's midweek.
Well, that's all right.
Yeah. Four out of seven days, no alcohol is pretty cool for most of us.
Yeah.
Consensus on the phone seems to be Ray Lewis or Ray Caruth should be Nordberg.
Oh, yeah. Ray Caruth might be a tough get.
Perfect, because they're both murderers.
Yeah, murderers who played in the NFL.
Yeah, and got away with it, too.
No, Ray Caruth did
no,
not.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
No,
Ray
Caruth,
yeah, he didn't get away.
But he's out, isn't he?
No.
No.
I thought he got out.
No, his accessory, he didn't get out.
Or he was up for parole here recently.
He's not getting out.
No. Once
there is a shot, though. There is a shot because the guy that actually did the murder is a really good guy in prison. He's not getting out because he actually committed the murder.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Right.
He was the actual trigger man.
Yeah. Who's going to play the George Kennedy role? That guy was funny, too.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Big frumpy guy, basically, you know.
The hippopotami.
Aaron Hernandez, not available.
No.
No, that's a tougher get.
I haven't watched that documentary. That just looks totally too sad.
Don't want to.
Yeah. It ends up horrible.
Yeah, and you watch a lot of sad documentaries.
Well, I watch some crime stuff because it's more interesting to me, but this one, although a crime, is just, we know, I don't watch documentaries where I kind of know the whole story.
It's the
anyway.
Recency thing, too.
Right.
We all live through that story. We know.
And once again, I only watched the first episode of The Night Stalker on Netflix, which is like number one on Netflix right now. And I'm thinking, do I need to watch the rest? I need to get that guy's head for another eight episodes? Probably not. And apparently there people are complaining that it's too graphic.
Well,
it's
about
a
killer.
Documentary about a serial killer.
It's about a killer.
Don't turn it on. It's not Lifetime.
They kept pimping last night during that inauguration thing. I was watching it on ABC,
mm-hmm.
So they had a promo for I don't know what it was, coming up 2020 on Friday night. Some lady whose dad was a serial killer meeting up with the family of the people he killed.
Oh, I can't watch that crap.
And the promo is see what happens when the daughter of a serial killer meets her father's victim's family. I went, lots of tears. That's it.
Is it the Is it BTK, the guy from Wichita?
I don't know.
Because that guy's daughter moved to Cleveland or something. I read a real article about that guy years ago. And, you know, she renounced
his
crimes
so.
And moved to somewhere out of Wichita. Yeah,
I don't think so.
Lawrence Phillips, not available.
No, he's not.
Ray Lewis is still out there.
Oh, I just read his name. They were talking about the great college football players that didn't do crap in the pros.
Michael Vick would be good.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody hates that asshole.
No, actually, they don't now.
No,
now.
He's
on Fox TV.
Yeah, and he repaid all of his creditors, and he served his time. Yeah, yeah. And
no, he's actually on a major network talking football.
Right. He's redemption, man.
And he's good.
I stated here on
the
show.
I don't like anything he did. He's a horrible guy.
That Daniel, I'm willing to give him a second chance.
Yeah.
He seems to have fixed himself. Yeah, so give him the role.
Well, the network gave him the role. You know.
Who's he working for?
Fox.
Fox, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
He was standing outside. One time, he was filling in for somebody.
He's not on like the main pregame show. He's on one of the earlier ones and some of the tertiary stuff.
He was filling in for one guy, and he was standing there with Howie and all those guys one night.
Yeah.
I think it was one of those Monday night ones where Bradshaw didn't fly.
Yeah, the rescheduled ones that got bounced around.
Yeah.
They may have to kill some hippopotami.
That's more than one hippopotamus, right?
Yeah.
That is multiple. Hippopotamus.
It's at least two. Right?
Hippopotami.
Yeah, it is.
That's a fun word to say. Hippopotami.
In Colombia, they were originally four hippopotami were taken to Colombia in the 1980s by Pablo Escobar.
Yeah, they're not native to Colombia.
He wanted to have a little zoo type thing there, animal thing.
It's an African thing, right? They're only native to Africa.
Yeah, plus they can harbor a lot of cocaine in their ass.
That's what I was saying.
They're big.
Yeah, I think you shove a lot of blow into
hippopotamus.
Stuff
a hippo full of blow.
I think I have, actually.
Well, the hippos don't belong there.
I believe in our lifetime, we have done about a hippo full of blow.
I've seen a hippo do some blow before.
And now there are 80 of them. They started with four.
So why do they want to kill them?
Because they don't belong there. They're killing the water.
Oh, I got it. Oh,
they so poop in the water. There's 80 of them that poop in the water and kill all the fish.
Oh, so they're free range.
Yes, they're free range.
Oh, I got it.
They don't belong in that environment.
They are free range. They don't belong. They I've tried to do some sterilization things, but that is almost impossible. It's really tough.
And
they can't sterilize them fast enough to keep the population down.
They live 40 to 50 years, and with those big nostrils, they'll do all your blow.
Where's the wiener on a hippopotamus, Craig?
I would have no idea. That wasn't in the article that I read.
Well, you got to fix one. You got to know where the wiener is.
Sure, I'm not fixing them.
You can Google that.
Somebody tried to fix a hippopotamus.
Yes, they did. They did not tell me what they did.
Can't find the wiener.
Well, they have to get to it first.
Probably down somewhere where the wiener usually is.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Now then, the part of the problem is that they've become a tourist attraction.
Of course they
have. And the locals are like, well, yeah, they're killing the fish, but they're bringing in the tourists.
Oh, I got it. Yeah.
They haven't killed any tourists?
No, I'm not aware of that.
I think more people, as far as animals go, die by hippopotamus in Africa than any other animal.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the tourists, they don't have...
Because they get run over.
Swim with the hippopotamuses.
They'll sneak up on you in the water.
Hippopotami.
The last thing you see is their nostril, and then you're dead. They're fast, too. They move like 30 miles an hour.
In the water or out of the water?
Out of the water. They can run you down.
You're kind of fast for a fat guy.
Well, that's kind of fast for anybody.
Huh? Yeah. Getting word from Anthony that Ray Carruth was released from prison 2 years ago.
Ah.
I thought he got out.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's a model citizen now.
Yeah, well, don't let him knock you up.
Well, yeah, because I think that was one of those follow-ups on Real Sports because he wanted to go be a part of the kid's life.
And they said no.
And the grandma was like, get out of here.
And the kid's in a wheelchair all messed up to
this day. Yeah, he's not in a good spot.
Yeah, the grandma said get out of here. I think you're right. They interviewed the guy that actually did the killing, and he repented in prison, but they're not letting him out.
Oh, the next chick he
I don't know. Okay.
Next chick he knocks up will be incentivized to have an abortion.
I don't think they're going to really sell that movie, Liam Neeson and featuring Ray Carruth. That's not going to work.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.